We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. I am Bart Winkler. It is the morning of December 28th, a Thursday. I just need to talk for a little bit. This is one of the, I think, afflictions or the curses of being in this medium, is that when you have things to say, like, you actually have to get them out. I have to get things out into the void. I'm so vain. I need my opinions heard. I need people to know what I'm thinking. Actually, I don't think that's it. I need my opinions out there. I just need to talk about some stuff. There's so much going on this week. So, taking the holiday week off from the podcast and going to come back with episodes after the new year. I got to figure out what exactly the schedule is going to be on that and like when I'm going to do it, maybe twice a week or, you know, maybe some bonus episodes. I don't entirely have a clue yet. Still working some of that out. I also want to change the name of the podcast to separate it from the CBS show. So I was thinking Winks Things Podcast. I've called one that before. I have a ready to go logo. Maybe we'll do that. If you have any suggestions, I would take that. Or I don't know. I really like the Bort Sports Report, but that's too like in depth. I don't know. Or like, I don't know. It's too weird. So I just wanted to jump on and talk about a few things quick, and people are welcome to join. Haven't been able to talk about the Bucks. I was going to do a Bucks one late Wednesday, but the alarm was set for 3:45 and couldn't get that done. I think I would like to start quickly with Jair Alexander, and then I can talk about Joe Gau. UWL just having a banger of a week. My chancellor. And I call him my chancellor. I don't think he was actually there when I was there, but he took over right after. And Joe Gau, UWL chancellor, got fired because he was in some adult films with his wife. But he was there when I was in news. So I did interview him. I didn't have the great story. Bill's is a great story. Grant's got a great story about how him and his buddies did a pod with Joe Gau, and he showed up alone and they talked, and Grant's like, I gotta delete this. And he doesn't even have that, but Joe Gau didn't have a care in the world. Joe Gau was on TMJ this morning talking about his first amendment free speech. I don't know. And the man's just loving his wife on film. There's been a lot of people that have done a lot worse and have not gotten fired. I mean, the whole world gets to see how much he loves his wife and all the different ways and how many different times. I love that he's like, we also wanted to promote our vegan cooking. Okay. The Jair thing bothers me for one huge reason. I've seen the fan base split a little bit in terms of what Packers fans are feeling. How could you bench this guy? We have to play Justin Jefferson. Jair has got torched by Jefferson in the past, but also he's a better option than Preston Smith. So that would be an upgrade if we could just have a cornerback out there. Jair has been frustrating, I think, for a lot of people. I also think that we know, like, who he is. He's very fond of himself. He's very confident, is a good way to put it. He's very confident, and he talks about how much he matters and how good he is and how important he is and all that kind of stuff. And I agree with that. He is good, but if you're going to talk like you're number one, you can't play like you're number six. Okay. You got to play like you're number one. If you're going to talk like you're number one, you can't play like you're number 15. If you're going to talk like you're number one, you got to play like you're number one, maybe two. You get a leeway if there's some freak of nature out there. But his talk and his play have not been on the same level. A lot of people are speculating that Rasul Douglas was traded because he didn't like the Barry scheme. And Jair is protesting the Barry scheme and a lot of this kind of stuff. And I don't know what the truth is. I think it's very crazy how much drama is on the defensive side of this football team. And I think that points to the coach. The real problem for me is, How do you penalize Joe or Jair Alexander when you don't do anything with Joe Barry? Like, they should, if you don't want to fire Joe Barry, LaFleur should just say, Barry, you suck. I'm going to at least suspend you for a game and make you think about what you've done. Like, go watch our game on TV at least. Just take a week off. You work hard, sir. Take a week off and get out of here. I think what bothers me about the whole Joe Barry thing is the LaFleur aspect of it. That's what bothers me about LaFleur. So they suspend Jair a game in a big game, whatever. It's hard to do. You know, Goody had to do this. You know, Goody probably is all broken up that, you know, Joe Goud. Is there a joke in Goud? In Goud? In Goud? I don't know if he was that in Goud. But hey. Gives hope to the rest of us. So here's LaFleur. When he was asked, Bill Huber asked him from Packer Report, wanting to talk about Jair. And LaFleur plays Belichick on it. And like, fuck you. Like, that's no. So here's LaFleur.
My outside perspective, it would seem that what he did was disrespectful to you and the team. Is that
Minnesota Vikings?
No. Okay. Jair to you. That seems disrespectful.
Listen, I'm going to talk about the Minnesota Vikings, Bill, with all due respect.
Okay. Can that relationship be saved? You seem...
The Minnesota Vikings relationship?
Look, I'm...
The way these coaches act, man, it really bothers me. They just think that they're the bee's knees. They get up there. These reporters, they know they're doing a job. You know, you're as a reporter, you're tasked with trying to talk to the most impossible people to talk to. And I get that there's a lot of media they have to do. And I don't think you rise up the coaching ranks to be somebody that gets interviewed all the time. But that is the nature of the beast. If you weren't having people interview you, we wouldn't care about you. You wouldn't have millions of dollars in your pocket. That's just the nature of sports. That's how it goes. It's a multi-million dollar industry. And so you have to do things that you wouldn't in other jobs. You have to answer these questions. You suspended a cornerback that there has been a weird kind of vibe around all year. He's your top cornerback. You're going against a division rival in a primetime game that is a must win if you're going to salvage the playoffs. Again, in a year where maybe we weren't expecting it. But that's the stakes. That's what you did. And you play the guy off like he's dumb. You play the guy off like he's, how dare you ask me? Don't you understand we have a game next week? How dare you ask me? The LaFleur part of it is what drives me nuts. Joe Barry sucks. And I don't think Joe Barry is going to be the coordinator next year. So if you're worried, like, oh, if we keep winning, Joe Barry's going to be... That's not happening. LaFleur just... They're not doing it in the middle of the season. They will fire Joe Barry. I wish I was 100% about that. I'm about 90, but they will fire Joe Barry at some point. So that is happening. I just don't like the whole aspect of Matt LaFleur and the Packers getting high and mighty acting a certain way towards the players, and then you have a coach who is a menace to society, and he's able to get away with whatever he wants. Like, the coach is terrible. And in the way you're defending him, I said this analogy before, this, like, situation. Matt LaFleur knows his defense is bad, and he knows it's bad. And he knows it's bad, 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 and he watches the film, and he connects it, and everything connects to him. And then once he gets to Joe Barry, it's like, what do you do? Well, you're not the reason why. Why are you here? It's like the whole process, you get so close. You ever see that meme or that picture where it's like a guy's drilling diamonds, and it's always on the internet. The one guy walks away, and he walks away, and one more hit, he would have got the diamonds. And the other guy's, it's a message of being persistent. And LaFleur's like so close to knowing that Joe Barry's the problem, but he just can't figure it out. And it fucking drives me up a wall. And then this mighty act and Belichick act, it's just ridiculous. So that's pissing me off. Am I mad Jair's suspended? I really don't care one way or the other about that. This is the Packers felt like they had to do it. You have to do it. You risk losing the locker room, all this kind of stuff. Jair shouldn't have been out for the coin toss. Didn't even know what he was calling. Whatever. You know, there's more to it. Whatever. The thing that angers me about any of this situation is Matt LaFleur doing something, not addressing it, and clearly not doing the one thing that he should be doing. So you can be mad at Jair. You can be mad at Joe Barry. You can be mad at Goot. You can be mad at whoever. I'm mad at LaFleur. Maybe in the locker room he's like a leader, and we see it, there's a different side. But the LaFleur that we're getting sucks.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Hot take, Jake! You saw the Bart signal.
Blast from the past. What is going on?
I blast from the past. I've done this for a week.
God, I barely remembered how to get on this thing.
Oh, Jesus.
Crazy. I was able to catch a little bit of you this morning filling in for what's-her-faces, Maggie and Perloff.
Yeah, yep, talking about bullshit, yep.
Yeah, I heard you talking about this very subject, and God, if I had time, I would have called in then. But I don't understand how anybody can defend this guy. I need to hear some merit for keeping him around and LaFleur. He's clearly not a leader of men. Every time he tries to like seem tough or like authoritative, it's just embarrassing where I cringe and I almost feel bad for the guy. And I think the message with suspension of Jair is accountability for some, but not for all. And again, like you said, say what you want about the Jair suspension. I think in his mind, he didn't see it as a big deal. Just based on the way he's just kind of joking around about it. And I think if there was any inkling that he could have gotten suspended for something like that, he wouldn't have done it. And the optics of the timing of it is horrendous. It's this franchise is turning into a joke before our very eyes, and it starts with the leadership. And I've been on the get rid of LaFleur train for a long time, based on mostly suspicions and kind of putting the dots together. Now we're starting to see concrete evidence that this is just not the guy. You've got Devondre Campbell, you've got Jair, you've got Packers' wives spouting off on Twitter. All the signs are there that this team just, I feel like they're, if they haven't completely given up on him, the defense certainly has.
Well, yeah, the offense, I think, is fine. Right?
Love's
good. Receivers are fine.
Fine in the sense of that, like, you know, you've got Jordan Love and you've got all these young skill position guys that don't know any better.
But none of the drama, there's so much drama on the defense.
Well, but I think there's some on the other side of the ball too. I think, again, it's a little bit more reading between the lines, but Bakhtiari just seeming so distant from this team. A lot of that probably, we can all say it's due to Rodgers, but I think that's another clear example of him just not buying into LaFleur as a leader.
I want people to, everyone that, why did you see Nick Wright's comments on Rodgers?
I would have gotten some popcorn and listened. Like, it was so good. God, he spoke my mind so succinctly and so articulately. It was beautiful.
There was, so I retweeted it, and obviously, like, I've been hammering Rodgers forever, and I just think that Rodgers is insecure and he wants to be the victim, and he always tries to get canceled mid-sentence. Like, he wants to be canceled so that he can bitch about being canceled. That's Rodgers. And I retweeted the thing, and then Tony in Texas, he's like, disingenuous athlete. What about O.J. Simpson? He killed people. Like, what the fuck? That's a stretch. Tony. Okay, yeah. I mean, okay. Well, let's talk about everyone else who's done that.
That's like, you know, this it was a bad cop, and he shouldn't have given me that ticket. What about Hitler? You know, what about him?
Speaking of awful things, your takes on Chris Middleton. Has it been nice since I haven't? Is that so? I don't do a couple Bucks games, and then Chris Middleton plays very well. That kind of worked out for you.
Yeah, well, it's funny because my take on Middleton is more so based on his contract, and like I feel like he is like something on offense that they don't need. But people like to rub it in my face when he plays well, but they don't say anything when he doesn't.
Well, yeah, that's how it works. Someone wants to know if you're at church. Why are you looking so nice?
Oh, sorry. I just got back from a job interview, actually.
But you had a job.
I did, but now I don't. And, you know, I was living the dream for a little bit, and now on to the bigger and better things.
What? Tell me later.
Yeah, we can talk. We can chat. Nothing bad. You know, it's, yeah. Huh. Y'all don't get to know that about me. But I do want to say the Nick Wright thing, his thing was like he's never seen someone as disingenuous as Rodgers. I like to say that he drips with insincerity in everything that he says.
Hey, I've got experience door dashing if he wants like some hot routes and some tips of the trade.
We'll see. We'll see.
I might actually do it again. I had a lot of fun doing that. I don't know if that's...
I could see that being kind of a fun gig. Like, you don't have a boss. You just do what you want to do. Meet some interesting people.
It's kind of like a real low-key form. It's like Grand Theft Auto, although it's like with cheeseburgers.
There's probably, I think you can actually, in the new Grand Theft Auto, there probably is a mode where you can just DoorDash. You know, if AJ Dillon will, like, you know, farm pretend crops for hours at a time, I'm sure there's people that would be interested in pretend door dashing. But this was interview number two, so hopefully we get that call. And yeah.
Oh, during Christmas week?
Yeah, it's I did get a call from Batteries Plus. I told them to go fuck themselves, and it was a good opportunity, but I'm loyal, man.
Well, I appreciate that. All right, Jake, thank you for jumping on. Good luck to you, Jake.
Thank you. And all my haters, I love you just as much as ever.
Oh. Well, Basement Dave says good luck to Jake. There was a nice comment that I liked here from Brett. Brett and Tosa said, Herb Cole is who we all thought Craig Counsell was. Milwaukee legend. R.I.P. Herb. And then an F you Craig for good measure. Herb Cole passing away at 88. I think that there can't be enough good things said about Herb. Everybody seemingly had their own Herb Cole story about I saw him here, or I met him here, or you know, whatever. And I do think that he is a guy that is deserving of all that. I mentioned Grant before. I'll mention Grant again. He had a nice tweet about how this was an owner that realized while he owns the team, they don't belong to him. Okay. That one thing that's been bothering me a lot is, and I think the John Fisher A's thing has spurred a lot of it, is how these owners, our beloved thing is their property. Our beloved Summers at Miller Park, you know, it's their property. They own it. They own that. They own basically our right to joy. And I think that sports teams, and you know, it's, you know, what people own a movie theater, people own a zoo or the county, I don't know. People own an entertainment park, whatever. But sports teams are such a thing that brings us together in a way that nothing else does. Like the amount of times that the Packers, let's say, have bridged a gap between people. I mean, on, you know, different sides of ideology, or even like, God, isn't it the best to not know what is going to go, like you marry into a family or you have in-laws, or like you're talking to the girl's dad and you're like, oh shit, what the fuck? I mean, I'm in love with his daughter. It's kind of weird. And then he goes to you, did you see the game last night? And you're like, oh Jesus, Mary. Oh, I mean, yes, I did. I did. I saw the game. Let's talk about the game. Let's talk about nothing else. Let's talk strictly about the game and any other game. And tonight's game and tomorrow's game and the one game that I went to, but the games that you, let's talk about the games. You could have whole relationships with people that are only talking about the games. Who'd you vote for? You mean in the Pro Bowl? Well, I voted for Jordan Love. Oh yeah, me too. Okay. See, sports brings you together. So I don't think that but what are you going to do? It's so far gone at this point, but Herb Cole, I mean, for a lot of the time that we were Bucks fans when Herb was the owner, we joked that he just wanted to be the eighth seed to get some playoff money. I think the real legacy, obviously, was him keeping the team here by selling it to people who would keep the team here. Herb Cole way is definitely earned. He should have a statue. I guess he declined having a statue. I mean, we should still build him a statue just so other people Yeah, you walk in, it says Herb Cole way. I want a big sign that says Herb Cole's the reason we're not in Seattle. That's what I want. That should be the big sign. Where it says Bucks outside, should be Bucks are only here because Herb Cole sold to people who would keep the team here. And then Gabe, after he sold it, he's like, oh, by the way, here's $100 million for a new arena. What the hell? So, yeah, Herb Cole's awesome. The greatest thing ever. Ken says Herb Cole is Wisconsin personified, just a nice guy, passionate about his team, but also passionate about the people that like run the team, passionate about the people that work for the team, and passionate about the people that support the team. He wasn't just passionate about the team, he was passionate about people that support the team. So I thought that was great with Herb Cole. Good to be here. We could talk a little bit. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Never want to stop reminding you about those guys. The promo code is BART and it's 25% off. Somebody sent me a message the other day, said the code still works. When was the code going to not work? That code's working. Don't not use the code. Use the code. 25% off. Use the code. 25% off each and every order. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code BART. Use it. Get your gummies. Get your tinctures. Get your oils. You know, if you got a little wrist injury, go feel better. Can't sleep, go la la. Wife doesn't want you to drink as much, say, I'll take a gummy. Perfect. Situations for any occasion. HappyPlaceHemp.com. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART. Update that you didn't ask for. I haven't been to the gym in a week. Well, Christmas, I was gone, and then I was working, and then, hey, I was watching this bowl game, and I was bored because I didn't have any money on it. And then I thought, should I go to the gym right now, or should I pop on and do a pod? And actually releasing my thoughts and takes is better for me than, like, walking while on my phone. I'll go tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. The Milwaukee Bucks played a couple of times since we last talked. We last did our show when they beat, who did they beat? They beat the Magic. Then they played in New York, beat the Knicks, played in New York again, lost to the Knicks. And that was on Christmas Day. And I saw the article from the Ringer about the Bucks. Like, I don't know how. Not to be an anti-national media guy, but I'm going to come in with a flamethrower when I get more of a little presence here, because the way people talk about Milwaukee and the Bucks specifically is just bonkers. They're 23-8. They're totally fine. I mean, you can, you know, nitpick and tweak. I saw somebody wanted, like, Marcus Smart had a good game, and they're like, let's get on. Like, not every day of your existence has to be let's improve the Bucks. Really, you don't have to roster tinker every single day. I know I disagree with people on that because you like to do that. And I'm just like, hey, I think this team is good enough to win. I also think basically we're good enough to outscore people. I really do. I think the defense has been sort of a calling card of the Bucks for a while. I think that. I think that is the case. But it's not anymore. They suck now on defense, or they're not as good as they were. And actually, they don't suck. They just, I referenced this the other day, that streak where we like held teams to 100 points for 10 days in a row or 10 games in a row. It was like 20. And then the Bucks won a game, but they gave up 101. And everyone was so sad and mad. Why? I just want to win. Old Dad Bod says, the Bucks have a championship roster as is, and it's one of the best offenses in history. Is it so hard to just outscore? Like, does, like, if you play max offense and sort of defense? I know they played the Nets B squad, and I know they struggle with them for a little bit. But they won a game on Wednesday where Damian Lillard was basically getting light cardio, and Brooke Lopez was like Splash Mountain if it was defunct, and they won. Where did these points even come from? Middleton was great, 27. Giannis, 32. Lillard at 12. Beasley. I saw a lot of people commenting, and I will steal this, how with Beasley's great because when you do give him an open three, he will actually take that open three. So that is a good part of it. I thought, I text Tim, I thought you would be home.
No.
Why are you at work?
Because I'm working early today, or later today.
Oh, good for you. What's your shift today?
5 to 1.
Are you sick?
No.
Oh, you sound sick.
I had chips down stuck.
Oh,
I just wanted to come and say hello. I can't stand long. It's
no, like, that's okay. Like, I wanted to. I miss
it's you. Like the work day, and you know, like there are people around.
Yeah. Well, I miss you.
Oh, I miss you too. Hey, I heard about the big news. Congratulations.
My job?
Yeah. I haven't talked to you since.
Yeah, but you were like one of the first people I told.
I know. Well, you told me off air, but.
Yeah, I told you.
Thank you. I'm going to miss you. It's been fun doing this.
Well, do you want to take over? A lot of people want you to take over daily.
I can see it right now, the Tim Shea show. But you just fill in for me every time.
Well, yeah, but you gotta. What about Tim Shea postgame?
We could do that.
Tim Shea, why don't you do a postgame New Year's Eve night for Packers Vikings? You're not doing nothing.
I gotta work the next morning.
Oh, what time?
5.
So you're gonna be asleep during the ball drop?
No, I'll be awake. I can get 5-6 hours of sleep.
I had to do that last night. I had to get up. I set my alarm at 3:45.
Oh.
We might have been on the road at the same time.
We might have. Geez, sorry. Paul's going to be pissed with that.
Yeah, your ASMR.
Is this like live right now? Oh, gotta go.
Okay, see ya.
Oh, actually, just hold on.
It is live. Tim's floating head against a brick wall is always good for content. I do want to play a voicemail here that I got from Doug in Racine. Doug worked his way into a compliment. Doug in Racine, Carl's Place voicemail, carlofet.com/Bart on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Here's Doug.
Hey, Bart, Doug from Racine. Just wanted to congratulate you on your new gig. I'll be calling as usual once in a while. Talk to you on CBS Sports Radio. So, pretty cool. I like Shep, too. I talked to him last night. He was producing some other guy's show and talked to him for a few minutes. And told him I was glad he was on there because I like him. And wish you the best of luck. And I think you started out on CBS. I don't know. I wasn't too sure about it. You were a little tentative and this and that. But as you got more and more gigs, you really got good. And the last ones I called in on were really cool. So congrats. Have a good one. Talk to you soon. Bye.
That was a voicemail, Tim, from Doug, where you get a compliment. And us in the business, you get a compliment. But at first he's like, yeah, I wasn't sure about you, but you're great now. And all I can focus on is that first show. I must have been bad. I suck. I don't deserve this job. What am I supposed to do?
That's great.
Fucking Doug. I hope you guys know you can like call into the show.
Yeah, but it's not going to be the same.
It's not. I know.
I hope you do bring the Wisconsin flavor to it every day, whether it be, something here, a statement here, a statement there. Obviously, you won't be able to do full segments on.
Well, I'll tell you what I was tempted to bring up today on the morning show, which I did not, was my main man, Joe Gow. I didn't bring him up.
Big around here, too.
It's a big story.
We'll have a good thing on 4 o'clock if you watch CBS 58 News tonight.
Did you get him? TMJ had him.
Just you wait.
Oh, you got him? You sent a reporter to lacrosse?
Just you wait.
I almost called Channel 8 today. I was like, hey, this is Bart Winkler. I worked there 15 years ago. I will do this story for you for free. I need to do this. I've talked to Joe Gow. I've been in his office. God knows what else happened in there.
You might hopefully get a cleaning wipe. Clean your stuff or whatever. Who knows?
I was online a few months ago and I did thought I saw someone that looked like Joe Gow and I was gonna bring it up, but then
good Lord. So is this
people are like, do you see the video? And I go, oh, this one? I've already seen this.
So is this my like last appearance? I know you're gonna do shows like weekly or try to do them, one show a week or something, right?
Well, I think at least two.
Okay, well, I'll try and hop on.
I can't do post games.
I know. I mean, that's fine.
But I mean, I'll be on the air, so if you want to call about the Bucks
again, not the same.
Well,
because you might be talking about something totally different, and then someone, you know, one of us call, and they're like, "I want to talk about the Brewers."
That's April. It's a national show. It's any talk about anything.
I know, and I keep forgetting you're one of those hosts that'll say, "I'll talk about anything." Where, you know, some
what's
people
the
like,
Mike well, Francesa? He would just sit there and take calls and be like, "Okay, I'll talk about this now. I'll talk about this now."
All right.
I tell people, if I'm sitting talking about the fucking Atlanta Braves and you're like, I want to talk about the Toronto Raptors, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's talk about it.
All right. All right.
Jerry wants to know why you're so subdued. Tim's at work.
I'm at work.
See, we see Tim at a bar, in his car, or at work. Right in front of the brick wall that you got. Badgers, 10-point underdog. You got a preview?
They're going to win.
Why?
You just have that weird feeling. I don't know. Badgers 24, LSU 23. Why not?
24-23?
Playoff predictions. Michigan beats Alabama in overtime. Washington.
Well, that would just be great because that's what everyone wanted, was a great game. And by the way, USC beating Louisville, leave Florida State out of it.
Washington upsets Texas.
Washington's winning the whole thing.
Washington beats Michigan. I tried to raise my cup, but I can't.
No. Did you get anything good for Christmas?
I got everything I asked for.
I got an oral history of the OC.
I got a
book.
A standing desk. Not like a desk, like a prop, because I like to stand at work. So I'll be able to raise my computer.
I got a t-shirt with Miss Minutes from Loki right here.
All right. I'm going to go. People are probably like, who are you talking to?
Miss Minutes.
And I forgot to tell you, Justin Thompson Gee says, stop using the weather app on your iPhone, Apple weather app, please, please, please.
Tell him I only use that in the summertime when I want to know how hot it is.
He watches you, so I'm just letting you know.
Well, tell him I saw his family on Facebook at Christmas, and they have a beautiful family.
Yes. And Drew Burgoyne wants you back in Milwaukee on Milwaukee Local Radio.
I am in Milwaukee every weekday night from 9
he wants local
until 1 o'clock. Drew can listen to me on his way home from the 10 o'clock news. Should I just do the last hour, like, just Milwaukee and just, like, see?
Yes. Yes.
All right, it's midnight. I'm just going to do Milwaukee now. I don't give a fuck about the other 150 affiliates.
I love it.
So we traded for Blaine Boyer. You guys, he's got a 5.96 ERA.
Yeah, are the Brewers going to do anything, or are we just going to get these mid-level double A's?
I don't know. Let me see.
Have we signed anybody today?
McKelvey says we signed Pete Alonso. Just kidding. You muted yourself, you dummy. Damn.
There. I lost you in my tabs. I have like 40 open.
No, that's fine.
All right. I'm going to get back to work.
All right.
Have a wonderful, wonderful new year, Bart. Are you going to be live after the Packer game?
No, it's my anniversary.
Yeah, it is. I forgot about that.
How dare you?
Is this your last live?
No, I'll be live again.
Well, last, like, well, I guess this is even a post-game show. Never mind. Okay.
I would like to find a time during the week where it's always, okay, it's 11 o'clock on Thursday.
I was going
to
say, well, your live
is 3 o'clock on Wednesday.
Will your lives now be earlier?
Well, they won't be later.
All right, sweet. I'll be able to join most of them. The Bart Winkler and Tim Shea Show. You should rename it.
All right.
B&T.
I'll name it the Tim Shea Show if you want.
Yeah, you can do that. Come up with a nice logo.
Your face actually would make a really good logo. Mine looks like the Nicolay guy. Stupid beard.
All right. Take it easy, Bart.
Take her twice.
Goodbye, everybody.
All right.
Tim Go Schick. Brewers.
Go Brewers at this time of the year. Wow. Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye, Tim. What else do we want to talk about? Russell Wilson got benched. I talked about that a good amount on the national show. That's how I'm going to talk about it now. On my national show, I talked about this. I'm going to be real douchey about it. But I talked about how Sean Payton sucks. Why did he take that job? Why did he go there? There were other jobs open. And then there were more jobs. I thought he was good on TV. He should have stayed on TV. He should have stayed on TV, waited for, he thought the Cowboys job was open. It probably won't. Waited for that. And then what is open now? The Chargers job, the Raiders job. Although I do think they'd give that to Pierce. I hope they do. He's earned it. The Panthers job. I don't know. There's other. The Broncos job was horrid from the start. The cap was bad. So I don't know. If he just wanted the paycheck, that's fine. If he missed the daily grind, I guess. But the situation itself is awful. I don't know where Russ goes. Who does he back up? Because they're not going to cut him until June 1st. Everyone's going to have a quarterback. Could he play baseball? That's Russell Wilson. We're a long way from the Russell Wilson Badger season. We really are. Daniel says, is Lamar Jackson still my MVP? He is. It was never Brock Purdy. He got eliminated because there's another guy on his team that could also be MVP. That was simple for me. Although McCaffrey, if it was McCaffrey or Tyreek, if it's a quarterback, I think it's got to go to Lamar. Unless they scuffle here and Josh Allen really wills the Bills into the playoffs. The Bills winning that game the other day against the Chiefs where they just ran it the whole time. That kind of, I think, hurt Lamar. I think most valuable player is MVP, is most valuable player. Who's the most valuable player? Right now, I think Ja Morant's the most valuable player in the NBA. I know he's not going to get the 65 games or whatever, but who's more valuable? We saw what it was like without him, and now we're seeing what it's like with him. There's a big difference. He's very valuable. If you just want to give it to the best player, that's a different award. And then why would you give it to Purdy? Just because he's the quarterback on the best team? What's the point of the award then? Comeback Player of the Year awards, fascinating to me, because it should go to DeMar Hamlin because he almost died and now he's playing. He almost died and now he's playing. Granted, he only has two tackles on the season and has only been in two games, but that's what I give it to. The Comeback Player of the Award, it's between him, a guy who almost died, Joe Flacco, a guy who was on his couch 2 months ago, Matt Stafford, a guy who was hurt. There's Tua, a guy who was concussed. So it's like there's injuries and Stalas Tom says, okay, he says Hamlin is quote unquote playing. Now, did you mean quote unquote Hamlin is playing? Is that what you meant? I don't know. That was a fun story where they had Josh Allen had to answer questions if it was really him. But the comeback player, Alex Smith got it 1 year when his leg was broke. Geno Smith got it last year. What did Geno Smith come back from? He was never good. He was always bad. And then he was just good. He didn't come back from anything. He came back from like, the past, I guess. Oh, remember Geno Smith? Oh, he's back. Award. I don't know. What did he come back from? Nothing. He came back from sucking. He always sucked. So it wasn't like he was good and then he sucked and then he got good again. Guys get the award for that. Tom didn't mean playing, but Hamlin is good too. Well, he's on the roster, but he never plays. They've only activated him for 2 games. So did the Bills want to cut him, but they're like, ah, shit, we can't. But he was good last year. Hamlin was good last year. When that all happened, I knew about him. This is so bad because I used him that night in a defensive fantasy league. I was like, oh, no, Hamlin's down. I need him. And I was like, oh, shit, I think he's dead. So that was bad. But he is on the roster. He is playing. Packer prediction, I don't know. I don't even know. I guess they win. I have no idea. Of course I'm going to say they win. Why wouldn't I? My buddy's starting Nick Mullins in a fantasy championship league. And why not? Don't you love that? Tommy DeVito, NFC Offensive Player of the Week, benched. Baker Mayfield, although Baker's kind of catapulted that. The Panthers game, that sucked. Oh, my God. I never fully thought they would lose, but it definitely felt like they could totally lose. I just felt like we needed to stop a 2-point conversion. It's not a fully defensive fantasy league. It's like a salary cap league. So you take a quarterback, 2 or 3 running backs, 3 or 4 receivers, a tight end, a kicker, 3 linemen, 3 linebackers, 2 corners, 2 safeties, a kicker, and a defense. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fun. I'm in 10 leagues. I'm in 2 championships. 2 third-place games, and I lost my guillotine last week. So maybe I'm not. I mean, 2 championships is pretty good, but for a guy that spends as much time on this shit, I got to be better than that. All right, anything else on Joe Gow? It looks like at the 4 o'clock news, we'll have an interesting segment on that on CBS 58, and I look forward to that thanks to our friend Tim. Oh, I also wanted to shout out Tupelo Honey. We went there on Christmas Eve. We had their brunch. And there was another guy there using the coupon code. So that was great to see the month of December. That's still good. 20% off. Write it in the reservation notes. Bart Winkler Show. And thank everybody there for a really good meal. And in fact, my kid didn't eat all of his. So I just finished his chicken. I know it's 4 days ago, but it was still good. I finished his little chicken tenders. That was my lunch. Tupelo Honey. It literally is in my stomach right now. Right there. Right in there. Guys, we will talk again soon. Enjoy the evening and talk in a bit.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.